You are now listening to an all-new episode of Bubble Bath Stories with your hosts, Nikki Trends and Manny Oso.
Do you think that $130,000 is enough money to on a secret?
To stay quiet?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If I feel like 130 is an odd number to start with.
Agreed.
Yes, I need it to be rounder. And also the first number has to be a lot more pointy.
Oh, God.
What's going on, guys?
I'm Nikki Trent.
I'm Manny Oso.
And you guys are listening to Bubble Bath Stories, your favorite 15-minute podcast.
Thanks for tuning in.
I know, it's been a hot minute.
Yeah.
So let's jump into it.
Well, a few things happened in the last couple weeks.
Go hug a local sex worker.
Yes, because it's that sex worker that's going to keep you in or out of jail.
Apparently so. So, Donald Trump gets indicted.
Yeah, he got indicted on
Friday.
Was
he indicted?
He was indicated.
Why do I keep saying, are you sure it's not indicted?
Yeah, it's indicted.
Yeah, why did he say indicated?
Because he sent out a text message or a message on his Truth Social or whatever saying that he's going to be indicated because he didn't spell check.
Oh my God, what a loser.
Yeah, so everybody's like laughing about that because they're like, this guy doesn't even know what he's. This is an obvious like flag of a bigger thing that happened.
All right, so he gets indicted.
He's
and he has like 24 charges.
I guess we're waiting for Monday morning to find out exactly what's gonna happen.
But really, because I listened to a podcast,
yeah,
that thinks that the only one of those 24 cases, charges that are thrown against him,
yeah,
the only one that will stick is the money that he gave to Stormy Daniels.
Well, you know, that's the nutty thing about it. Because
the only reason he may go to jail,
yeah,
is because
of the math.
He had sex with a sex worker, then paid her to not talk about it. She talked about it in her book.
Yeah.
Came out and talked about it when he was running for president.
Yeah.
And that might be the reason why he goes to jail. Isn't that fucking crazy?
So the nutty thing is if you break it down, it's not so much because, and let's go through the list. It's not because he had sex with a prostitute.
Nope.
Or
cheated on his wife.
It's not because he cheated on his wife. It's not because he cheated on his pregnant wife.
Oh!
And it's not so much that he used his own money to do it. What's wrong is that he filed it away as a campaign donation. Motherfucker was trying to get a tax write-off off of hush money.
Oh.
So that's why they keep...
I don't think he really has money.
So the way I understand it, that's exactly what's going on. So he paid to do something illegal, but he hid it as a legal practice in his accounting. So he's going down like Al Capone did.
But also, who was it? His campaign advisor?
That did it?
Yeah.
It was his lawyer.
His lawyer. Also,
who went down for
him,
it.
But dimed him out.
Dimed him out after he went down himself for it.
Do you know what else is also crazy? I feel like they're going to extend whenever the fuck his trial is going to be. So, let's say Monday, they're like, okay, we're going to set a court date of like November 2024.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he could still run for presidency.
Definitely could still run.
Isn't that mind-blowing?
The mind-blowing thing is that none of this is going to make him ineligible not just to run, but he could actually win.
I know, like, that's people are going to feel bad for him, like, and fucking vote for him again.
If he never actually paid the hush money and let her come out with his info, I don't think it would have hurt his campaign.
Maybe if he didn't encourage, you know, January 6th. I don't care what anyone says, yeah, to encourage that. Didn't he encourage another one to happen when he went to turn himself in?
So, yeah, he was texting out to people on his whatever truth, whatever that's called. He was texting out to people to take back America, make sure that things aren't, I don't know what he was expecting to do, but he was asking for a riot. They were actually out here in New York preparing for a lot of stuff. So yeah. We're out here in New York City, right? And they were getting a lot of barricades, a lot of cops prepared. Yes. They were actually sending out messages to some of the businesses saying like, hey, just, you know, not saying something's gonna happen, but, you know, something might happen.
Fingers crossed it doesn't.
Yeah, so, you know, if you were around Trump Towers or the Trump Hotel or anything, then, yeah, you definitely got that message about being prepared. Because, you know, you got crazy people out there that follow this guy and still are following him.
I don't believe anything he says.
Yeah.
But really, what's incredible is that that's what may cause him to go to jail.
That he's going down because of the math. Because they try to hide it as something that it wasn't. You know, like, it got me thinking. I was talking to somebody at work about it. And we were talking about how would you go about hiding $130,000? Like,
well, that's money laundering. Isn't that what they did in Ozark?
Yeah, right? Like, how, like, could you do it? I don't know if I could. Like,
no, I wouldn't sucks. Know.
That's just a bunch of groceries for free, right? For life?
No, you really can't use the money like that, from my understanding, because if you have, it depends on how much you have to move.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you could just, like,
spend have 130 grand and just spend it. Because here's the other thing, too. She had an account for it as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you yourself might give somebody a bribe and find the perfect way to hide it. But then what about when they do their taxes and their accounting? Like, they're going to be, the government's going to be like, well, where did you get this money from, Stormy?
I see. Wait, but we don't.
A campaign?
100,000 is the that's when you start getting taxed on, like, gifts, right?
So she's a porn star, right?
Yeah.
Why would you hide it as a campaign donation? Why not hide it as, like, a, like, acting classes or something like that? Something that makes sense. Ew. Like, why you would give a porn star 130 grand? Like, why the trail would end there if somebody was looking, right?
I mean, I guess.
A campaign donation?
I imagine that she was a freelancer, so perhaps she had her own LLC.
Yeah. Anyway.
Is that a stretch? I think it's a hardcore stretch.
Well, the guy doesn't spell check his own text messages, right? So who knows who was in charge of making sure that the trail ended in a good way? Somebody was like, nobody's going to check.
So, I guess what I'm confused is, like, did his attorney give his own money and Trump was like, pay yourself back through this?
Yeah, his attorney.
Oh my God, his attorney went to law school.
Yeah, his attorney paid it.
Thought it'd be a good idea.
And Trump said, I'll pay you back.
Did he not know how he was paying him back?
He was paying him back with his own money, but he hid it. He dressed it up as a campaign donation.
Oh, so Trump gave in his personal books.
Yeah,
that's stupid.
And in order to pay personal books. And in order to pay back his lawyer for the money that his lawyer paid to this alleged campaign donation.
Yeah,
his lawyer put a bunch of like work and hours on the books that never existed. So it's like he fudged his time card to account for the 130 grand that Trump had to give him back. So it was put in as actual business legal accounting, but it wasn't that. And in New York, that's a big no-no.
So, like, how would you have dressed that up? That makes sense.
That's what I'm saying. The guy should just, like, there's certain things you do in your life that make you think.
The way they did it makes sense, though. I know it's illegal. I mean, yeah, well, now I know it's illegal.
But that's the thing. Like, when you do that, someone's going to look.
Yo, I don't fuck with IRS. You know I don't fuck with IRS.
So it took me this long to actually figure out. I know where I know Stormy Daniels from. And it's not from porn. It's from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Is that the name of the porn?
It was from this porn fantasy, if you remember, where she's like, oh, Andy, I want to do things to you. Like, take your thing out and I'll rub it. Or I don't know, rub it? You want me to rub it? You remember the scene I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I can't watch that movie as much as you did.
It's a pretty funny movie. Pretty funny scene.
I mean, just like, how would he have get? Now I'm stuck on like, it's his personal money. Like, why couldn't he just say it was a gift?
I guess we're gonna find out in the weeks to come.
Right?
Or we'll like, do an update.
Put it in like gold or something.
Or just like say you gave her a job, right?
I mean, more like she gave him a job.
Yeah. There's another guy that is on the news right now who's having quite a. Is it a fall from grace?
I mean, it definitely feels like that. I will say a friend of mine said it was the funniest thing. I was at a brunch with my friends. And one of my friends said that she felt like he was, there was something up with him. Like something was up with him.
So who are we talking about?
No, I'm not giving names. But like, definitely felt like there was something off about him. And I was like, what do you mean? He seems like, you know, he's all about like no toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
Literally hours later, she sends me this thing that's like, Jonathan Majors arrested for domestic violence. And I was like, oh. Well, then.
That's what I meant when I said, who are we talking about?
Yeah, I was like, oh, well then. And then it just got bad from there. Apparently, other people have come out against him.
Saying that he's not nice. He's not that nice?
No.
Okay. So last week, he got arrested and released for domestic.
Was it last week? Like maybe 2 weeks ago?
It was within the last week of this recording. About 6 days ago or so. Anyways, he got arrested. Apparently, story is that he was in the car and the woman he was with grabbed his phone going through. It was like a text message situation, I think.
Yeah.
And he didn't take it so well and he assaulted her. That's the story. She went home and called the cops. I guess she went to the hospital and they called the cops?
I have no idea. Apparently,
someone called the cops.
Well, apparently... he called the cops?
Apparently he called the cops.
And apparently she said she was assaulted and then she changed the story and then those terrible text messages came out.
Well, before the text messages came out, the story going out was that he assaulted this woman and that's it. People were in the dark of it. And a couple days ago, depending when you're listening to this, the lawyer... decides to release these text messages that came to him just hours after the police were involved in the situation.
They scream...
abuser.
They scream abuser and abuser.
I got a couple of them here, right? So his attorney, Priya Shardy, she releases the screenshots from the alleged victim hours after the arrest. One of them says, "They assured me that you won't get charged. They said they had to arrest you as protocol. They knew we had a fight."
Apparently they saw strangulation marks around her neck.
She says, "I'm sorry you're in this position. We'll make sure nothing happens about this. I told them it was my fault for trying to grab your phone. I reiterated how this was not an attack and they do not have my blessing on any charges being placed. I read the paper they gave me about strangulation. And I said, point blank, this did not occur and should be removed immediately. I know you have the best team. There's nothing to worry about. I just want you to know that I'm doing all I can on my end."
It almost sounds as if she is conveying to him, I know how much power you have.
Yeah.
And I'm doing whatever I can to de-escalate the situation.
Yeah.
So I'm no lawyer. But that doesn't feel good for my client.
Yes, she definitely, when you read these text messages, it sounds like it's coming from a point of view where it's like, I fucked up. I shouldn't have done this.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what we should be telling each other.
No. Who strangles someone because they try to grab for their phone?
Look, if they give
that
you...
That feels so 0 to 100 so quick.
There's like specific pamphlets out there that if the cops give you this pamphlet, this is happening to you. Like, that happens on Law and Order, right?
Yeah.
Like, if they come and tell you...
They want you to have readings.
Yeah, like if they come and tell you something and they're like, they set you aside like, hey, there's an issue. Like, there's probably an issue.
Yeah. Well, so then it comes out that he's been an asshole his whole life.
Okay.
Then...
Really?
Yeah, apparently some Yale people, somebody else that worked with him in the industry.
How'd he get through that Disney interview?
I just feel like, why are you out here doing things to risk your career when it is just starting. Like, you are hitting a really good momentum here, and you fucked it up over somebody trying to grab your phone. Now, listen, this is all alleged. Like, charges were dropped. Yeah. You know, these text messages came out. We can obviously read through the line. But it's almost like this stank won't...
It's not gonna go away.
It's not gonna go away. And, like, to those people who are all, like, you know, that Jonathan Majors is, like, this is how America wants you to think masculinity is. And why is he doing this? And he saw the... Are now the same people who are saying that this woman is just lying because he started to get some clout and, you know, I think it's a white woman. So now it becomes a racial thing.
Oh,
like,
oh, it is? Oh, yeah, I didn't even know that. That
apparently, well, supposedly. And now it's becoming like that. But I can't imagine that with all the smoke that she's going to get just from social media, from people thinking they know everything.
Yeah.
That this is a lie.
That it's a lie that she's being abused.
Yeah, that
or that he's an abuser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like I can't imagine they saw the marks.
The legal team claims there's video footage of the vehicle where the episode took place,
mm-hmm.
witness testimony from a driver and others who both saw and heard the episode, and most importantly, two written statements from the woman recanting these allegations.
But like, why were the text messages released and not the video if he's innocent?
It's such a like a cliche story too, mm-hmm. that it's hard to get away from. Somebody goes for someone's phone and the person overreacts, and then we not saying we all know, but yeah, we know the story where the guy hits the girl and the girl's like, I just want to see what who you're texting.
Yeah.
And it feels so cliche that there's a part of you that wants to like not believe it.
Right. But how could, you know, like people are coming out and saying it.
That now that people are coming out and saying it, it's like, man, like, I guess I'm thinking too, you're in a position where you got a lot of positive stuff coming your way. Mm-hmm. Like, why? You're absolutely right. Why ruin it?
I mean, also, if you have a history of it, you have to know that. I mean, listen, if you have a history of having problems with people like this and you think that becoming an actor is somehow gonna bury it and that you can continue the behavior is crazy, especially now in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Like, regardless, if like it's just 2023, like there's social media, there's people who have strong opinions who will not let things die down. I mean, we haven't heard about the story broke a couple days later, some stuff came out, and nothing since.
Yeah,
and it's probably best that he doesn't talk because I don't think people are really gonna believe what he's saying. But to think that you can just can create and continue to have a pattern like this, but be in the public eye without being exposed is dumb. It's just dumb. Either atone for your sins or like don't try to continuously pay a part. Because now it just seems like he was acting the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time, yeah.
The whole time. When I see that Michael B. Jordan thing of him trying to like...
Them being all nonchalant, being gentlemen like, to each other.
I'd be like, oh my Maybe god, you're not like, that cool. Yeah, like, what does he think about him?
Yeah.
What do all the Marvel people that were on set with him?
That's the thing that I was thinking about too. Like, I feel when you're involved in a project like Marvel stuff, like Disney has to do their PR work, right? Like, he definitely has had that meeting where they sat him down and said, hey, by the way, don't make us look bad. We're Disney. You're going to be around a lot of kids. You're going to be around a lot of families.
Yeah.
They're going to be looking at you. And we may not be the holiest company in the world, but we're Disney. And we got to keep an image.
And it's just like, if, I don't know, we weren't there. We don't know what happened.
Yeah, we don't.
We don't know the story.
Yeah.
I just imagine that if people are coming forward from the past talking about it, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yes, that's the
problem.
And
unfortunately, whether it happened or not, this if it didn't happen, the stain of this accusation is just not one that goes away.
Yeah.
Because there will be people who believe that. Even if it's proven wrong, there are people who believe that and believe it till the day they die. And like, if he is guilty of this, I don't know how you could possibly have a career. And I know people are going to be like, well, look at all his white counterparts that fucked up and now they have it.
There's more pressure.
The world doesn't work the same way for everybody, unfortunately. That's fucked up too.
Yeah, no, it's super fucked up.
Also, you could have killed the lady. Have you seen how big he is?
Strangulation? Gosh, like that's... Yeah, that's like a whole different thing than just grabbing somebody's... None of it's okay. But it's that's a whole like, different thing than
he
like...
He wasn't trying to like keep her off like doing this. Like you're... Like, okay. That's crazy.
Are we gonna imitate it?
No.
Bitch, give me my phone.
No. That's terrible.
Cut that. But it was a pretty good... No, it's okay.
Yeah, I really hope that she is getting the help that she needs and the support that, you know, that she needs. And we'll... That's it. Like, that's really all that we can ask for. And now whatever justices need to be served are served.
Definitely.
But my.
I definitely don't want my movies to suffer. He's a pretty good actor.
Oh my god, really delete that.
Delete that part. I'm kidding.
Alright guys, if you guys want to know where we're up to, you can hit us up at Bubble Bath Stories on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and... I think that was it. And YouTube,
yes.
Oh my god, I almost forgot.
You can find me at Got No Time For This.
And you can find me at Nikki Trends. And if you're looking to cop some merchandise, you can go to bubblebathstories.co for official merch.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh,